الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله
الحمد لله رب العالمين، نحمده حمد الحامدين ونشكره شكر الشاكرين، لا نحصي ثناء عليه هو كما أثنى على نفسه. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، شهادة عليها نحيا وعليها نموت وبها نلقى الله يوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون إلا من أتى الله بقلب سليم. وأشهد أن محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. ثم أما بعد، يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. اللهم اجعلنا من المتقين وثبتنا على دينك يا رب العالمين، واغفر لنا ولوالدينا وأصلح لنا في ذرياتنا، إنا تبنا إليك وإنا من المسلمين. Brothers and sisters, everyone in this life is trying his best or her best to be happy. And the happiness related to our souls cannot be gained through the dunya. The young person wants to become older. The old person wants to go back to his young age. The wealthy person is tired of his busyness with his wealth. And the poor person have the hope to have more money. The one who has children, he is facing so much of difficulties and challenges. And the one who does not have children, he wishes to have child. Subhanallah. Everybody is trying to be happy in this life, and we cannot gain this happiness except through the way which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that we will gain the happiness. Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, they asked him, where is the best position or time when we are praying? When we are standing in qira'ah or in our sujood? He responded, rahimahullah, wherever you find your heart and your soul. Means the time you feel that you're connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a moment when you recite the Quran, when you are praying, when you're serving your parents, when you're helping others, whenever you're doing something good and you feel happy about it and you're pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that moment, if you have a chance to make it longer, it would be great. Many people are trying to be happy, and they try to find the value of their lives related to the material things. The look, the brands they wear, the car they drive, the home they live in, things related to the dunya. And subhanallah, the real value of our life, of our hearts and our souls, is related to the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا يَا أَيَّتُهَا النَّفْسُ الْمُطْمَئِنَّةِ. If we try our best to purify our hearts and to go or to follow the steps of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wallahi, we will be happy in this life and in the life after. Imagine Surah Al-Shams. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is swearing 11 times by his creations. Then he mentions subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَنَفْسٍ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. The one who purifies his heart, he will be the one who will be happy in this life and in the life after. سعادة الروح مصدرها طريق الله. The happiness of our souls is related to the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whenever we try to be happy, if we just submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we do our part, then we have to be satisfied. Ibn Ata rahimahullah, he said a beautiful statement. He said, rahmatullahi ta'ala, da'il hamma ba'da at-tadbir. فَمَا قَامَ بِهِ عَنْكَ غَيْرُكَ خَيْرٌ مِمَّا قُمْتَ بِهِ أَنْتَ عَنْ نَفْسِكَ. After you do your part, be happy. Because the choice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for you, way better than your own choice. And subhanallah, sometimes you miss something and you feel so sad that missing a woman, for example, in marriage, or a business, or opportunity in anything. Be happy and do your part. Don't stay at home and find, waiting for the sa'ada or the happiness to come. You have to do your best. Sa'adatuka, your happiness is related to your heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who brings the happiness into the heart of the believers. Then it has to come from inside of you. And you remember Bilal radiallahu anhu. In the summertime, the time he spent, it was not that easy. In Mecca, in front of everybody, they pulled him in the heat inside of Mecca radiallahu anhu arda. Then they put the rock on his chest, as you know. Then he used to say, Ahadun Ahad. One of the companions asked him, Bilal, what kind of patience you had? He said, I mixed my iman and the punishment of the disbelievers, and the iman was more. May Allah increase our iman. Innahu wali dhalika wal qadiru alayhi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, Wala tansa nasibaka min ad-dunya wa ahsin kama ahsana Allahu ilayk. It's good to live a good life, but make sure that this life should be covered with the iman, with the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And subhanallah, if you think that the happiness will come through money, no way. There are many people who are wealthy, they don't like their lives. If you think that the beauty will bring you happiness, no way. There are many people who have this kind of, things, and they're not happy. One of the wealthy people, he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed me with so much of wealth, and I was trying my best to be happy. I bought whatever I need or I want, a nice, beautiful house, new cars, whatever comes new, I buy it. But at the end of the day, I'm not happy. Then one of my friends told me, we want to buy some wheelchairs for some of the kids who lost their legs in the war. Then he said, okay, alhamdulillah, I'm wealthy, I will give. In the time when they were ready, he called him and said, my friend, let's go there to give the wheelchairs by our hands to those children. I went there, and you don't know what kind of happiness came to my heart when I was taking or carrying one of the children and put him on the chair. I was so happy, and I found the happiness there. Not that only, that child, you know, held me and he said, Ammu, let me recognize your face. Then when I stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yawm al-qiyamah, I wanted to thank you in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the happiness. Subhanallah, no wealthy person, nobody will leave the dunya and will take anything with him into his grave. So let's try our best to use the ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to gain the happiness into our hearts. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us in the hadith that أَحَبُّ النَّاسِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَنْفَعُهُمْ لِلنَّاسِ. The most beloved people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who benefit others. وَأَحَبُّ الْأَعْمَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ سُرُورٌ تُدْخِلُهُ عَلَى مُسْلِمٍ. The most loved deeds to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring happiness into the heart of the Muslimin. So Ya Allah, we ask you in this beautiful day, يوم الترويه, in the 10 days of the Hijjah, we ask you, Ya Allah, to bring so much of patience and happiness into the heart of our brothers and sisters in Gaza, and into the heart of the Muslims around the world. إِنَّكَ وَلِيُّ ذَلِكَ وَالْقَادِرُ عَلَيْهِ. We find our hearts when we connect ourselves to the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, these days are the best days in the year. And one of the best things to do, beside of our sadaqat, beside of our salah, siyam, to keep our tongues busy with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I know tomorrow is the day of Arafah, and I'm sure that everybody will fast insha'Allah ta'ala, because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that 2 years will, you know, the sins of 2 years will be forgiven. May Allah forgive us all. And beside of that, keep your tongue busy with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and don't wait until tomorrow. From the beginning of the 10 days, we say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. When we enter our homes, when we drive our cars, in our jobs. And subhanallah, if you look at the ayah in Surah Al-Muzzammil, inna rabbaka ya'lamu annaka taqumu adna min thulathay al-layl, then Allah said, faqra'u ma tayassara min al-Qur'an. Recite as much as you can from the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from Quran. Then he said subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah knows that people amongst you will be busy with the sickness. Somebody will be sick. And people are busy with their jobs. Some people are busy with the jihad in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even though, make sure to recite part of the Quran. فَقْرَأُوا مَا تَيَسَّرَ مِنْهُ عَلِمَ أَنْ سَيَكُونُ مِنْكُمْ مَرْضَى وآخرون يضربون في الأرض يبتغون من فضل الله وآخرون يقاتلون في سبيل الله فقرأوا ما تيسر منه. Even if you are busy with these situations, don't neglect the Quran. The Quran will bring so much of happiness into your heart, inside of your home, inside of your grave, when you stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and when you will be raised in Jannah بإذن الله تعالى. And it will be said for the people of Quran, اقرأ وارتقي ورتل كما كنت ترتل في الدنيا. Recite and you will be raised in Jannah inshaAllah ta'ala. Also through our salah, we can gain the happiness of our hearts and our souls. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to tell Bilal radiallahu anhu, arihna bis salati ya Bilal. Comfort us, you know, through the salah. So salah is one of the best things we could do, and my advice for myself and all of you, if you have a chance to pray the salah in jama'ah, in the masjid, it would be great. And if you have a chance to add some extra nawafil during these days, don't think that it will not be, you know, great in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Any kind of good deeds these days, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves it more than any other days. And one of the great things, to do qiyamul layl. If you have a chance to pray two raka'at in the darkness, nobody knows about you. The only one who sees you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you have a chance to make it long, as much as you can, and to reflect, think about the ayat, if you have a chance to make long dua, long, you know, sujood, and if a drop of tears comes out of your eyes, you will be under the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yawm al-qiyamah. وَرَجُلٌ ذَكَرَ اللَّهَ خَالِيًا فَفَاضَتْ عَيْنَهُ. We need those moments, brothers and sisters. Wallahi, we need to purify our hearts to feel that we are connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's way. We want to love our ibadah. You know, sometimes when we come for salah or zakah or anything, we do it to get rid of it. But if we do it with love, we feel that there is connection between our hearts and our God subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَقْبِلْ عَلَى الرُّوحِ وَاسْتَكْمِلْ فَضَائِلَهَا فَأَنْتَ بِالرُّوحِ لَا بِالْجِسْمِ إِنسَانُ. Our values are related to our hearts and our souls, not only our bodies. If you see, when we treat our kids and we try our best to take care of them, we have to make sure that we treat their heart and their souls beside their bodies and their, you know, worldly need. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless and protect all of our kids. إِنَّهُ وَلِيُّ ذَلِكَ وَالْقَادِرُ عَلَيْهِ. And if you hide something between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no one knows about it, and you see the result of it in dunya, that will be great. If you don't see it now, you will see it yawm al-qiyamah. فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنْ جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. اللهم اجعلنا منهم يا رب العالمين. I still remember the Imam who was asked by one of the Musallin, I had a dream and I saw myself in Jannah. Ya Rabbi, gather us in Jannah al-Na'im. Then he said, they gave me special clothing from Jannah. Then I met Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then he said, the Imam told him, do you have the Quran in your heart? He said, I don't memorize the Quran. Then, do you have any of your kids have the Quran? He said, to be honest with you, I wish, but none of my kids. Then the Shaykh asked him, do you sponsor any orphans? Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith, I will be with the sponsor of orphan like this in Jannah. He said, yes. The day after my dream, the mother of the orphan I'm sponsoring called me from Yemen. And she said, I wanted to call you yesterday, but I couldn't. I wanted to tell you that my son, who is sponsored by you, finished memorizing the whole Quran yesterday. Subhanallah al-Azim. Ya Ikhwani, imagine what kind of happiness will come into the heart of this person. As if that orphan is his own child. And this is a good sign in the dunya. But in the akhirah, insha'Allah ta'ala, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, we will be happy to see ourselves with our families, with our loved ones in Jannat al-Na'im. Innahu waliyu dhalika wal-qadiru alayh. Also, one of the ways to gain the happiness into our hearts and our souls through the goodness toward our parents. Subhanallah, how is your feeling when you hear your parents making dua for you? May Allah bless you, protect you, give you the best of dunya and akhirah. And my advice for all of the parents here, instead of making dua against your kids, even if they're not good, make dua for them. Since you're raising your hand anyway, instead of saying, Ya Allah, do bad things to my son or my child, make dua for them. And if Allah answers your dua, you will see the result of it. I remember the father who was crying when he lost his son. He said, I was, you know, upset of my son. And I kept making dua against him. Ya Allah, get me rid of this child. And subhanallah, after years, his brother said, one of the imams came to our neighborhood. And he established good relationship with my brother, who was not good at all. Then my brother started praying, he became a good person, he started, you know, memorizing the Quran, leading the salah, giving a speech, Then, subhanAllah, one day he was going home and he passed away by the dua of my father exactly. Then the father started crying. He said, I wish that I was making dua for my son instead of making dua against him. So make dua for your kids and let them hear your dua. And for those who still have their parents, or even if they already passed away, may Allah forgive all of our parents. Allahumma ighfir lana wa liwalidina ajma'in. If you have a chance to keep your dua for your parents in your sujood, رب اغفر لي ولوالدي وارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. It's part of our loyalty. And how are you going to feel when you are in sujood, very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you're making the tasbih, then you include your parents in your dua. ربي أوزعني أن أشكر نعمتك. Wallahi, it's a beautiful moment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase our iman and accept our dua. إنه ولي ذلك والقادر عليه. Also, one of the parts of the happiness of the soul, of the heart and the soul, to be a reason for somebody to be happy. And subhanAllah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a source of happiness for the Sahaba. One of the Sahaba said, whenever I see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he smiled to me, and that will bring happiness into my heart. So if you have a chance to practice this kind of relationship with the people around you, you're getting ajr. And you're making somebody happy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make all of us happy. Inna waliyu dhalika wal qadiru alayh. Ibrahim ibn Adham, once he said, I was in a gathering with my friends, talking about the deen. And one of the friends was walking by and he did not say salam. And you know the sunnah to say salam to the people around you. Then they told him, what happened to your friend? He did not even say salam. They start talking about his friend. He said, maybe he has a problem. Then he went to him. And he told him, brother, you were walking by and you did not say salamu alaykum. The response of this person, he said, wallahi, I have a big problem. My wife is giving birth and she is hungry. Nobody, we don't have enough food in the house. Then Ibrahim ibn Adham went back to his friend. He took 2 dinars and he went to buy some food with 1 dinar. Another dinar, he went to the house, knocked the door, and the lady responded. He said, Assalamu alaikum, I am Ibrahim ibn Adham. Take the things next to the door. She took it, and she took the dinar, the money, and she raises her hand to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and said, Ya Allah, don't forget this moment for Ibrahim ibn Adham. So Ya Allah, make it easy for our brothers and sisters in Gaza. Ya Rabbi, نسألك أن تفرج عنهم إنك ولي ذلك والقادر عليه حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. You will be so happy and your soul will be so comfort when you repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not that only, but also when you become a reason for someone to go back to Allah jalla wa ala. I remember Shaykh Salah Sultan, he said, once I was in a gathering and someone, a new face, came to us. After I finished, he told me, Shaykh, I want 30 minutes from your time. Then the Shaykh said, I have appointment after that, but we could spend some time, about 10 or 15 minutes. This young man was complaining about his sins. He said, Ya Shaykh, I disconnected myself from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a long time. How can I fix this relationship? This is a big problem. And I'm afraid. How can I stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with all of my shortcomings? The Shaykh said, brother, we all human and we have mistakes. Let's go back to Allah with full sincerity. Ya Allah, forgive us. Then he gave him a few words, to encourage him. Then this young man started crying. He said, Ya Allah, tubna ilayk, wa raja'na ilayk, wa nadimna ala ma fa'alna. وَعَزَمْنَا عَلَىٰ أَلَىٰ نَعُودْ. We regret and we will not go back to our sins, inshaAllah ta'ala. After they finished, he gave him his number. Then they left. The Shaykh went to his appointment. And this young man was driving his car. A big truck came and hit him. Then they took him to the hospital. They called the Shaykh. I think they found his number in the list of the phone of that person. Then he went to the hospital. And it was the last moment of that young person. Sheikh told him, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. It was the last word of this brother. Then he passed away. Rahmatullahi taqsha. Imagine what kind of happiness will be in the heart of this person who was a reason for somebody to go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And remember, some people are keys of goodness, and some people are locks of goodness. A few weeks ago, a brother's name Hamza, a new Muslim, he had some, you know, problems because of the style, lifestyle before he became a Muslim. He said, Wallahi ya Sheikh, I went to one of the masajid, and one of the brothers started screaming, kicking me out of the masjid, saying, we don't want you to be in our community. Then I don't know where to go. So I am here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought me to this masjid. I wanted to ask him, can I record you to say some words for the Muslim community, to tell them about the situation of the new Muslim who's coming from wrong environment, bad environment, if you have a chance to do this. I had some hesitation to ask him that. Then he said his word. After 1 week, I receive a message from one of the brothers. Brother Hamza already passed away. So brothers and sisters, let's be a reason for somebody to be comfortable when he comes to the masjid. Let's be a reason for some people to go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instead of, you know, leaving Islam. وَلَئِنْ يَهْدِيَ اللَّهُ بِكَ رَجُلًا وَاحِدٍ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنْ حُمُرِ النِّعَمِ. If Allah guides one person through you, better than the whole world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us, make us a reason for people to be guided. قُلْتُ مَا سَمِعْتُمْ وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ إِنَّهُ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. الحمد لله رب العالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. And the happiness of the heart to love someone for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to be with him under the shade of Allah, and to be gathered in Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gather us all in Jannah al-Na'im. Tomorrow is the day of Arafah. Make sure to fast, insha'Allah ta'ala. Allah completed the deen in the same day as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa told us, Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-islam deena. And as we said, 1 year before and 1 year after will be forgiven. May Allah forgive us all. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa says in the hadith, ma min yawmin aktharu min an yu'tiqa Allahu fihi abdan min an-nari min yawmi Arafah. So the day of Arafah, Allah will free a lot of people from the hellfire. May Allah free us all from Jahannam. And khayru du'a'i du'a'u Arafah. The best of du'a is the du'a of Arafah. So my request for all of us to make du'a for ourselves, our parents, our kids, our families, our spouses, and to make special du'a for our brothers and sisters in Gaza. اللهم كلهم ولا تكن عليهم يا رب العالمين يا رب فرج همهم اللهم أصلح شأنهم كله ولا تكلهم إلى أنفسهم طرفة عين ولا إلى أحد من خلقك يا رب العالمين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وأصلح لنا في ذرياتنا إنا تبنا إليك وإنا من المسلمين يا ربي. As you gathered us here, we ask you to gather us in جنات النعيم with Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. يا الله, make it easy for our brothers and sisters in Gaza, in Sudan, in Yemen, in Iraq, in Syria, in Myanmar, in everywhere, ya Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-afwa wal-afiyah wal-mu'afat al-da'imati fi al-dini wal-dunya wal-akhirah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka ridaaka wal-jannah wa na'udhu bika min sakhatika wal-nar. Allahumma afrigh ala ahli Gazzata sabra wa thabbit aqdamahum wa ansurhum ala al-qawm al-kafirin. Allahumma antaqim mimman khadalahum. اللهم انتقم ممن تركهم يعانون يا رب العالمين. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة. وإن شاء الله تعالى, after فجر tomorrow, the takbir will start after صلاة الفجر بإذن الله تعالى. But before that, keep your tongue busy with the takbir all the time. اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا, وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين, وأقم الصلاة. طيب إن شاء الله تعالى, بارك الله فيكم. try to complete the first roll جزاكم الله خيرا بارك الله فيكم بسم الله
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله استووا تراصوا توجهوا إلى الله بقلوب خاشعة استشعروا عظمة الله وأنتم وقوف بين يديه الله أكبر سبحانك الله بسم الله الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين أمن هو قانت آناء الليل ساجدا وقائما يحذر الآخرة ويرجو رحمة ربه قل هل يستوي الذين يعلمون والذين لا يعلمون إنما يتذكر أولو الألباب قل يا عبادي الذين آمنوا اتقوا ربكم للذين أحسنوا في هذه الدنيا حسنة وأرض الله واسعة إنما يوفى الصابرون أجرهم بغير حساب الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده حمدك الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر بسم الله الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين قل إني أمرت أن أعبد الله مخلصا له الدين وأمرت لأن أكون أول المسلمين قل إني أخاف إن عصيت ربي عذاب يوم عظيم قل الله أعبد مخلصا له ديني فاعبدوا ما شئتم من دونه قل إن الخاسرين الذين خسروا أنفسهم وأهليهم يوم القيامة ألا ذلك هو الخسران المبين. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. حمدا كثيرا. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله.